It looks like the 2013 sockeye run will total out at just over 23 million fish. That puts this year's run about 3 million fish short of the preseason forecast. This season's harvest will end up well over 15.5 million, about a million sockeye short of the forecast. The Naknek-Quijack District featured the largest commercial harvest of any of the districts in the Bay this year, and Corey Arnold says it was nice and steady up until the 4th of July. He's a set netter at Graveyard Point near the mouth of the Quijack River.
We didn't have any of those massive tides where, nets were sunk and we don't have power rollers, so, you know, can't haul them over the rail. We didn't really have any of those tides, but it was really steady. Every tide, quite a lot of fish. And then it just, you know, with our closure on July 4th, it just tapered off dramatically. Once we were reopened, we weren't really getting much.
Another of the Naknek-Quijack District set netters we spoke to was Harlan Bailey. Bailey's a 43-year Bristol Bay veteran, and he says this year's free week was among the best he's ever seen.
I fished a lot of free weeks up here, and I've never seen the early run made a huge difference because I fished a lot of free weeks up here, and that's the best one I've ever seen. I've never seen a free week as productive as this one.
The district that featured the second largest total harvest this year was the Igigig District, where the harvest topped out at 4.8 million sockeye. That's slightly larger than the 4.7 million fish harvest anticipated in the preseason forecast. One of the drifters who spent most of the season in the Igigig District was Joel Ludwig from Washington State. Ludwig says this year's base price is good, but he thinks it should be higher.
I think the market warrants it to be higher, but everybody's giddy. We're at $1.50 and 15 cents reefer, and people are happy about that, but I think the market warrants us to be higher. I just heard today from a guy that he has some people fishing down in Area M, and they just, the fisherman out of his mouth, he swore up and down they're getting 225 in Area M right now. So, yeah, we're $1.50. That's great. It's a lot better than it was, but it, some of the people I talked to, $1.70, $1.75 is probably more in the where we should be. And we may end up there. After bonuses are paid and throughout the winter.
This year's sockeye run to Bristol Bay was the earliest run on record, with many of the estimates putting the run 7 to 8 days early. The early run caught some fishermen off guard, but Ludwig was in the water in time to take advantage of the early and strong push of sockeye into the Igigig District.
Things went smooth, the boat ran good, and we just stayed consistent, and it was about the right amount of boats were down there, and so it was pretty workable.
Not all of the fishermen we spoke to were able to take advantage of the very early push of fish this season, including drifter Raz Catelico, who fished exclusively in the Naknek-Quijack District.
I'm a teacher. I can't get out. I get out of school. I came up the next day the 17th. I mean, I used to come up early when I was a carpenter, but I teach now, so I can't get out early. So it's tough, and they did well early this year, but there's nothing I can do about it.
Catelico's been fishing in Bristol Bay for the last 42 years, and he has seen a lot of changes in the fishery. However, he says that, as always, success is often determined by the quality of the vessel and the crew.
The really good boats that do well have 3 to 4 guys in the stern, and they do the work, and they fish both tides. They make a lot of drifts, and they work for their fish. The good fishermen up here had good seasons, but they worked for them. That's what it's come to now. I mean, the more drifts you can make, and, you know, if you're on the line or if you're in an area where it's productive, that works out for you. And if someone that doesn't have the people in the stern or doesn't have the boat, what jet boat where you can run over the nets and get back to the line fast, that's very, very helpful. And a lot of people are going to that. You know, the guys I fish with fish the line at the east side and on Naknek, and they do really well, but they're a very good, experienced crew. I had a new crew this year, so it's tough to break in a new crew. But the guys with experienced crews, they earned their fish, but they did well.
Staff with the Alaska Department of Fish and Game are busy tallying all of the fish tickets and checking the data for inclusion in the 2013 season summary that will likely be released in September. The preseason forecast for next year's sockeye run to Bristol Bay should be released sometime in November. We'll have more from fishermen about this year's run during this week's Bristol Bay Fisheries Report on KDLG. The report can be heard Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at 4 p.m. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.